Institute, Beis Thomas, Etof Shalom, Zion, June 28th, 1977, continued on Tuesday.
In order that it should become warmer, then everybody agrees that it's warmer. In other words, when those Rabbis and Shmuel pastors like that, that it's mutter to mark the tenor if he doesn't retain in July, you know, it's very hot, and he's marking the cold water in order it shouldn't become hot. But if he does it in the winter time, he takes cold water. He takes the cold water and he puts it, let's say, in pillows, in blankets, in order to make it warmer. So then it is certainly awesome. That's Rashi. The Ramban mentions Rashi Shite and the Ramban is fake. And from the Rambam it's also mashmah that way, that he's chilek on Rashi. So the Rosh Rabbah means Kidei shall stand in the Yetzir Oy Kidei Shetop Itzinosa. So in other words, the Rambam mentions the head there, even if the purpose is that it should become warm. In other words, like this, it's very cold, it's freezing cold, and he wants to be matmunet, kishitopiksinos, it should become lukewarm. So it's also, so it's chirik. In other words, it's the same shit as the Rambam. As the Rambam mentions the name of the game. So that's the Rambam shit. The Rambam shit. Now, Here Tesis says that the Yitzhar of Atmone is only Shayach, that Rabbi Yitzhar holds, that the Yitzhar of Atmone is only Shayach, Yidomar HaMevush. But B'Tzeinem, there is no Yitzhar of Atmone. No Yitzhar of Atmone. That's what Rabbi Yitzhar holds. And Rabbi is Chelik, according to Tesis. So that's the machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzhar. Now, the Meiri says it in so many words that the machlokes between So the Miri says, Vishemotema, Bichayu Mir Mautzrach Leser Vishabes. Why now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak? So the Mora says that the Chachom Masad had Mone Bichayu because of especially Sever Rabbonah. Of Bishu, between Das, between this Ham, or especially Zere, וכן מה הוא צריך בפירוש השם נסחמו ונחמו ועל יפת מונה בערב שבס עשו. So why do we have to resort to the special thing? התמונה בערב שבס עשו בו וכמישום בו שיתן עם בחיר ואפילו נסחמו בו וחמו. So even if it did, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so the whole Yisair of the Mene Bechayu is only when the Chayu itself was heated by the sun. But suppose the chayu wasn't even heated by the sun, then, according to Rav Yitzchak, so it would be mutar to be matmin in an egg in that chayu. But it should be also, even if the chayu, the sand, hadn't been heated, didn't become hot through the sun, it should still be also to be matmin in the chayu. Because of this atmoni, even if it is cold sand, there is no sun, there is no burning sun, it should still be also to be matmin in an egg in the sand, because of the Yisabat Mone. Yisabat. But the Lord is Ham Lecham. We can have Ba'avok, even thus, Poshu the Sire. Avok is in the Meitzi Ben. So he says, V'chein Ba'avok is in the Sire. Avok is in the Meitzi Ben. Miyam Shechashim, or Shalom Yitiwa, Miyam Shechashim. שלא יתירו האטמונה בדובר של מייסי פאבר עוד מדי, תדע שלא נמה ביסר האטמונה, אבל בדובר המייסי פאבר, אלו, באטמונה סחמי, אבל צנת, מי מוטל האטמינה יהיה בדובר המייסי פאבר. So he says, וכמי שאומרו, היטי רבל האטמינס הצנת. So in other words, so he explains that the reason is why, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so the only reason is why it's also to be matmin b'ritzo in chel is because of a special nisar of bishul in tildes chamor, of bishul in tildes chamor, and mele according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it shouldn't be osea if it is based upon that as far as bishul tildes chamor. So, and but then it is also for a different reason according to Rabbi Yitzchak, because of mezis of homikeme, but not. Not on the basis of tildes chamor, because why doesn't it involve an iser? Why doesn't it involve an iser of atmone? So he says because it's in uchmishomru hiter rebe lehatmines atzin viavo pishinish miforshin inso lehatminon shalim chamor. That's Rashi's pshat. Ein advorim nir. In a volunteer, it's that word, so he is really come on Rashi's chat. Because according to Rashi, we cannot explain that way. So the Miri says that the reason is why Rabbi Yisef says that it's also to be matmin in a beitzo in chel because of reasons of omikeme. But otherwise, it wouldn't be osa. Otherwise, it wouldn't be osa. And why should it be osa without reasons of omikeme? On the basis of atmone, the answer is because there is no answer of atmone of itzene. As Rebbe said, Rebbe was made into Rabbi Yitzchak. So, but according to Rashi, so when does Rabbi Yitzchak say that it's mutar to be matmin b'tzeinu? Only if the purpose is shalom yechamu. But if the purpose is that it should be warm, then b'tzeinu there is nisarat mone in advarim here. In other words, he rejects Rashi shita. He agrees with the Rambam shita, with the Ramban shita. The Miri, we have to be brave. So according to Rashi, Pirushim Shapiru Matuno, Kidishi Hamu, Eboisa, Hilka, Hatmonas Beitzo Tzineles, we called over Tene, Abdoma Amazi Febel, we have the Shabbos. So that words, so the Miri says that the reason as to why. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, so the Yisar of putting an egg in Chel is based upon Mezis of Omgeme, and it's not Osam Shemat Mone, is because there is no Yisar of Atmone. Why is there Yisar of Atmone? Because there is no Yisar of Atmone B'tzeinu. And not like Rashi, and he agrees with the pshat of the Rambam and the Rambam that there is no yisalv hatmonet mitzvah, even if the purpose is to warm it up. Not only if the purpose is to prevent it warming up, as Rashi says. Alright, so that explains the Rabbi Yisrael. Now the question arises, Rabbi Yisrael, and according to Rabbi, so it appears from this Gemara, that the Nisarit mentioned the Mishnah for Yatmin and Bechayil is based upon Atmone, but this is Gemara Mefuresh Dafnun Aleph, that there is no Yisrael Atmone Bitzeinim. There is no Yisrael Atmone Bitzeinim. So how can Rabbi say that the Yisrael of Yatmin and Bechayil is based upon the Yisrael Atmone? But that was a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisi, and then Rebbe was made into Rabbi Yisi. And Shmuel says, Dafnun Aleph, that Matminim Bitzeinim. So it's not shayach to say that Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi are chilik and the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe and Rabbi Yisi. It's not shayach. So we have to say that according to the Miri, so even Rabbi, who says that Riyakmenu Bechayil is because of Itzire, Shemayakmenu Beremetz, he also agrees that there is no Yisrael of Atmoni Bitzire. But according to Rabbi, there is a special Zire. Ligabe Yechayil, there is a special Zire, because, in other words, there is the general Yisrael of Atmoni. So the general Yisrael of Atmoni, so we have Atmoni Bidabar Amesi Pevel, so it's Xero Shemayakmenu Beremetz, and Atmoni Beremetz itself is also Ami Bidyei because of Xero Shem Yechat Vilchorim, and then we have another Yisrael Atmoni that is based upon Xero Shem Yartiach Shemo Shem Yimtzov Dirosi Shem Tzanino, and then he'll be Martiach. So that's the general Yisrael Atmoni. As far as the general Yisrael Atmoni is concerned, so that doesn't apply to Tzinen, because that's the Gemara of Omar Shmuel, that Mutal Hatmon Bitzeinen, and according to the Ramban and the Rambam, so it's Mutal Hatmon Bitzeinen even for the purpose of warming it up, not only for the purpose of preventing the heating, but even for the purpose of warming it up, so it's Mutal Hatmon Bitzeinen. But Rabbi holds, since we find in the Mishnah that is mentioned, so there is a special gzeire ligabe chayil. Loyatmenu bechayil. In other words, the hot sediment. So there is a special gzeire because that can be mixed up with remetz. So if it will be muter to be matmi bechayil, that is hot. So then people will be matmi remetz too. So according to Rabbi, there is a special gzeire of Riyatun Enu Bechayil. Only by Chayil. But it's not on the basis of the general Yisrael. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak wrote, there is no special gzeire of Atmone Bechayil. And as far as the general Yisrael of Atmone is concerned, so it doesn't apply to Tzeinen, only to Mivusho, but to Tzeinen doesn't apply. So we see from this Miri, that the Miri holds, that as far as the general Yisrael of Atmone is concerned, so it doesn't apply to Tzeinim. It doesn't apply to Tzeinim. But the Mishnah says that there is a special Yisrael of being Matmin Bechayil. So the question is, on what is it based? So according to Rabbi Yisrael, that is based upon Mises of Omkeimim. According to Rabbi, it's based on, it's a special zera. Zera shem yatmi remet. But it's not the general Yisrael of Atmoni. The general Yisrael of Atmoni doesn't apply to Tzeinim. But here, according to Rabbi, there is a special Yisrael of Atmoni. And it doesn't even have to follow up all the requirements of the general Yisrael of Atmoni. This is how he explains it. Now, I mean the Miri explains it. Thank you. Rashba also has the same kasha. V'im teima, v'rav yezid my time lo ma kerabe, otu lesli ziras atmone di dola v'yezi. Kosak miri or rabzal, v'kosoba shalim gozru elo bidobo hamisi izad atzme, ki in gefes umelach v'chayitzbe, אבל הוכה שנחים מצד עצמו, אלו מחים השמש, וכשתסלקו מנקימו מנזכר לרון, הלכך, אפילו מנקימו מגוזו. ואם תימא, ואוכלו דובר המסיפו, ולכולם מליצה משמעת מונה, ואפילו מבייה, וכנתנה מנתם נגוי בסי, ולוי בחיל, יש לימא, והוסם תפשו נסייח, So the first, so he mentions the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why is Rabbi Yisrael my time alone, Ma Kerabe? So he says that the Yisrael of Atmone, the Dover Amisi Fevel, is not Chayach, Likab Mechel. Because Chayel is not Mesi Fevel intrinsically. It is Mesi Fevel extraneously, but not intrinsically. When is there an Yisrael the Rabbonot of Atmone, Bidobar HaMeisif Hevel, even Bidei, only when it's Meisif Hevel from an intrinsic source. But Chayil is not Meisif Hevel from an intrinsic source, it gets it from the sun. So according to Rabbi Yehine, that is the Machlekes. According to Rabbi Yehine, that is machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael. According to Teisves, so the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael is, and the question is whether it can be yourself on the score of Yakim the Remetz. If it is same, after all, the egg is cold. So Rabbi Yisrael says there is no Yisrael Atmone. The general Yisrael Atmone doesn't apply because with Dalochim is like Rabbi Yisi, and that it was also written to Rabbi Yisi, that Mutal Hat means Seinem, and here the egg is cold, so Mele there is no Yisrat Mole, and Rabbi also agrees with this Haloche, that Mutal Hat means Seinem. But Rabbi holds that Ligabe Cheil, that was the hot hail that was became hot from the sun, there is a special zeret of zeret shemayakim beretz, because there is a similarity between the attributes of remetz and the attributes of sand, of the sand that became hot from the sun. So mainly there is a special zeret. So according to Rabbi, there is a special zeret vis-a-vis hail, hot hail. There is a special Zeir. And according to Rabbi Yisrael, there is no special Zeir. So that's why Rabbi Yisrael says that it's only awesome because maybe it's often came in. Maybe it's often came in. But Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Tesis Pshat. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree with Tesis Pshat? So it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda and Tesis, Ramiyin and Teisves, Achilik can be machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. Because Rashi Shiti is that the whole aloha of Mutal Hatmi Tzeinen is only the purpose of that money is to prevent healing. But if the purpose is to warm it up, then the Yisrael Hatmone, the general Yisrael Hatmone, applies even to Tzeinen. Even to Tzeinen. The Ramban is Chelek. So Teisves is like the Ramban. So Mele Teisves says that there is no Yisrael Hatmone. And even according to Rabbi, it's a special Zeret. Gabi Chelek. But the general Yisrael doesn't apply. Masha'in came Rabbi Yehuda. Masha'ike Rabbi Yehuda, so he agrees with the shite of Rashi that this aloha that Mutal Hat Mitzeinen is only if the purpose of that money is to prevent healing. But if the purpose is to provide healing, then there is the sale of that money. So the Mele Rabbi Yehuda is the kasha. Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to resort to special Yisrael because of means of Kenyan, let it be also because of Atmone. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, here it's not to consider Meisi Fevel because the Meisi Fevel does not emanate from an intrinsic source. It's not Meisi Fevel Machmas Atzme. That Meisi Fevel Machmas Atzme. So on that point is the machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi, there is the Yisra, the Yisra of Hatmone Bidobar Amesif Hevel even begin. So applies even to a Amesif Hevel that is not from an intrinsic source, from an extraneous source, as long as it's Amesif Hevel. Here is a time she here. So there is a Yisra of Hatmone. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't apply. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say that when Rabbi says Gzeira Shem Yadim Remes, it's not his special Gzeira. It's the general Yisrael Atmon. Masha'inkin, according to Teitzves, we have to say that even Rabbi agrees that the general Yisrael Atmon doesn't apply because it's in it. But according to Rabbi, by Chayim, there is a special Gzeira. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no special Zera. There is no special Zera. Now, from the Rajbo, it's Mashma. The Rashi says, if you perish or Rabbi Mahakav, I go in Zal, the Rabbi Yitzhak, the Poly Kalei, the Rabbi. Now, because before he mentioned it, I didn't mention it, but the Rashi mentioned it now, that Rabbi Goyen has another pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, my benaye, ik benaye ofa techuach. So Rashi explains, so according to Rabbi Yitzhak, it's mutter. It's not shayach to say this is offer mekeli. And according to Rabbi, it is osa. So the Rashi mentions that the Rashi, the Rabbi Goyen, is chelik. He says just the reverse. Ikim nai offer tochuach. So he says, so according to Rabbi Yisrael, that the Yisrael is because of Mezis of Mkeme, so the Ofer Techuach, there is also Mezis of Mkeme, like the Gemara in Beitzen, because even by Ofer Techuach, a Gumo is formed. But according to Rabbi, that the Xeir is Mishim Shemadat in the Remetz, so then by Ofer Techuach, there is no Xeir. This is just the reverse of Rashi's plan. So he says, then he says, Yesh Rebao, the Perushe Shabbat, I go in Zahu, the Rabbi Yitzhak, the Polita with the Rabbi. You name less like Zera Sakun. You name it, so there's a mistake. You name it is like Zera Sakun. Elo Shehesi, the tiny Lema, that people be double, Shehimbe, you Shabbat Mone, the Ofa Tihua, Atu Hoche, Ose Amishim Shabbat Yadis of Amkin. So in other words, so in regard to that Kashi, I mean, why does Rabbi Yisef say that the Yisra of the Atmen of Bechel is based upon Midi Zofam Kene? Why couldn't it be based upon Atmone? So there are three different routes. One teretz is that there is no Atmone if it was not the Bushel at all. So there is no Atmone. Atmone, being the Yisra of Atmone, the Dover Amesif Hevel. And being the Yisra of Atmone, the Dover Shemayin Hevel. So he's only shayach when it's mivushal already. But if it's not mivushal, not. So that stays his teretz, and then that's the teretz of Rabbi Yehine, that Rabbi Yitzchak holds that the Isra of Atmone of Bidobo Hamisiv Hevel is only shayach something that is Misiv Hevel intrinsically, but Chayil is Misiv Hevel because of an extraneous source, and Rabbi Yitzchak, and then the teretz of Rabbi Goyen is that in the name of Rabbi Yosef is not chilek. Rabbi Yosef is not chilek on Rabbi, but Rabbi Yosef says, even in the case where the Yisrael of Atmoni is not chayach, contra Rabbi Goyen, so we offer to Chuach, the Yisrael of Atmoni, Xeva Shemiyat Meremetz is not chayach. It's not chayach. So still it will be Yosef because of Mrs. of Mekele. But in the name, the Yisrael of Zero Shemiyat Meremetz in the ordinary case, so Rabbi Yisrael is made that the Yisrael of Zero Shemiyat Meremetz doesn't apply.